Blog Talk Radio.
From the floods of Texas and Oklahoma to the wine fest of Dona Ana, and coming to you from a small reinforced and double patriotic single wide trailer, Kelly O'Connell 606. It is the 26th of May, and very pleasant weather out there. The weekend was pretty nice as well. As you are probably aware, I wonder how many people made it to the wine fest over there. It's 52 degrees in Las Cruces right now. We've had an extraordinary number of flash floods and storms that have swept across Texas. People were missing. A number of other people died across the border when a tornado hit a Mexican town. Got all that for you. So it's funny, you know. It's the last couple of years have had a lot of drought for Texas. When it rains, it pours, and now we've got so much rain they don't know what to do with it over there, especially the Blanco River. So let's dig into that a little bit. Obviously have some other stories for you as well. And the Middle East is continuing to be a tinderbox. Doesn't appear to be anything standing in the way of ISIS taking control at some point of Iraq. It just my impression anyway is that we're not really standing up to them, so we're going to have to deal with that. And let's get into that clip a little bit. Severe weather rescuers search for 12 missing in Texas flood. That's from CNN, and the bad weather stretches from down by Houston all the way up through the top of the state into Oklahoma, and it is days ago that they actually had been able to claim some new records in terms of rainfall, and the rain has not let up. Now, here's a little bit from Oklahoma as well. There was this incredible video that they had of this Jeep that was being washed down. It was a Jeep SUV. It was being washed down the river, and the people kept yelling for the guy that was in it. It was a white Jeep. He kept trying to drive it forward, and I mean, you have no idea how he got it in the middle of this stream. But the water increased, and he eventually, it swept the car down, and the car turned upside down, and you just assumed he was dead. But I had heard later that he had gotten out, but it was incredible. People on the shore were screaming at him, you know, get out, et cetera. I'm sure he couldn't even hear him. But here's a little bit also from Oklahoma.